WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like a whirlwind, right? You're juggling deadlines, relationships, maybe even trying to figure out what to eat for dinner. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and lose sight of ourselves along the way. But trust me, my friends, cultivating self-awareness is like having a GPS for your soul. It helps you navigate through the storms and find that inner peace we all crave. And today, we're diving deep into how to practice self-awareness without spiraling into overthinking because let's be honest, nobody needs another anxiety attack, right? Now, self-awareness isn't about constantly analyzing every thought and feeling you have like you're in a never-ending therapy session. It's more about creating space to observe your inner world without judgment. Think of it like watching a movie. You're present in the moment, experiencing the story unfold, but you're not actually part of it. You can feel the emotions, laugh at the jokes, and maybe even shed a tear, but you're still detached enough to gain perspective. So, how do we achieve this beautiful balance? Let's break it down into some golden nuggets of wisdom. First things first, learn to identify your triggers. Ever felt like your blood pressure spikes when someone cuts you off in traffic? Or maybe your anxiety takes over when you have a big presentation. Recognizing these patterns is crucial. Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to manage those reactions. You might practice deep breathing exercises, visualize a calming scene, or simply take a moment to detach from the situation before reacting impulsively. Next up, pay attention to your body. It's like an intricate symphony playing out all the time, sending signals through aches, pains, tightness, and even subtle changes in your energy levels. Are you holding tension in your shoulders? Feeling a knot in your stomach? These physical sensations often reflect our emotional state. Learning to tune into these cues can be incredibly empowering. It helps us understand what we need, maybe some quiet time, a good workout, or a healthy dose of self-care. Now, let's talk about thoughts. They're like those pesky little gremlins that can run rampant in our minds, often leading us down rabbit holes of worry and debt. The key is to observe them without getting swept away by the current. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing by. Simply acknowledge their presence, but don't attach yourself to them. Remind yourself that they are transient, ever-changing, and not necessarily a reflection of reality. Don't be afraid to embrace silence. You know that feeling when you finally disconnect from your phone and actually listen to the birds chirping or the wind rustling through the leaves? That's pure bliss. Silence allows us to reconnect with ourselves, to tap into our inner wisdom and find clarity amidst the noise. Remember, self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel completely lost. But keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep showing up for yourself. You know that feeling when you're having one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. You spill your coffee, miss the bus, and then realize you forgot your lunch. It's a recipe for disaster, right? But what if, instead of spiraling into despair, you took a moment to observe those feelings? Acknowledge the frustration, the disappointment, even the anger. But don't let them control you. You can choose to respond with grace, even in the face of adversity. So remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Keep practicing those mindfulness techniques, learn from your experiences, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Trust me, your inner compass will thank you for it. Now go out there and make today a masterpiece. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-awareness boost. And if you have any takeaways or stories of your own, hit us up on social media, we love hearing from you. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.